Blog Talk Radio.
This is Carol Ann Parisi, and welcome to 2018. This is Awaken to Empowerment, and this is 2018. This is the third day of this new, great new year. So what do you want to accomplish? Will you finally start that business? Are you going to create your ideal relationship? Become financially free. Meet your weight loss goals. Hey, you are in the right place if you want to tap into any of these things, because this is your source for hope with conscious solutions for these tumultuous transitional times. It is time to awaken to empowerment. You know, it's time to awaken to consciousness. It's time for inspiration. It's time to awaken to timeless truths. It's time to take transition to transformation. It's time to set your soul free. It's time for a paradigm shift. It's time to be fearless. It's time for peace, love, freedom, and empowerment. It's time to create your ideal life, discover your destiny and purpose. Welcome, freedom-loving soul. If you love entrepreneurship, wellness, holistic health, fitness, law of attraction, if you know that you need the voice of truth every day and you need that encouragement from many different resources, this is the place to be. Hi, friends. This is Carol Ann Parisi, and I just want to thank you for joining me on this today's edition of Awaken to Empowerment. So yesterday, we were talking a little bit about that motivation manifesto. Remember, Brendon Burchard, I read a little bit to you, and I'm going to continue. And this is the declaration of personal power, because all power is personal power. You know, politics, political power, you know, corporate power, you know what? It doesn't even hold a candle to your own intrinsic personal power, because your personal power is given to you. You are endowed by your creator. Your mind manifests your life. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. You can be, do, have whatever your heart desires. Yes, you can. Yes, you can. Yes, you can create your ideal life. And this is the place to start on Awaken to Empowerment Radio. So let's talk about this declaration of personal power. We must declare our personal power and freedom. We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men and women are created equal. Though we do not live equal lives due to differences in will, motivation, effort, and habit. Will, motivation, effort, and habit. That we are endowed by our Creator with certain inalienable rights. That among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But that it is incumbent upon each of us to be vigilant and disciplined should we wish to attain such a vital, free, and happy life. We believe that the greatest human powers is the ability to independently think for ourselves. You're hearing these words. This is from the Motivation Manifesto. If you don't have a copy, I highly suggest you go and invest in one. It is fabulous. But we're going to continue. Think. We believe the greatest of human powers is the ability to independently think for ourselves, to choose our own aims, affections, and actions. For in the hearts of humankind was the natural instinct for freedom and independence, a psychological predisposition for self-direction, a biological imperative toward growth, and a spiritual joy in choosing and advancing one's own life. You can create your ideal life. Yes, you can. Absolutely. It is the main motivation of humankind to be free, to express our true selves and pursue our dreams without restriction, to experience what may be called personal freedom. To secure these rights and this personal freedom, men and women of conscience must not consent to be controlled by fear, convention, or the will of the masses. We must govern our own lives. And when our thoughts and actions become destructive, it is our responsibility to alter or abolish them and to institute new habits as a foundation for a freer, happier life. We must exert our power in improving how we think and how we interact with the world. When a long chain of self-oppressions and social controls has reduced our strength and independence, it's our right and our duty to throw off such a life, rise anew, and charge uncumbered through the gates of greatness. It's time. We have patiently suffered long enough, hoping that someone or some kind of luck will one day grant us more opportunity and happiness, but nothing external can save us, and the fateful hour is at hand when we either become trapped at this level of life or we choose to ascend to a higher plane of consciousness and joy. In this ailing and turbulent world, we must find peace within and become more self-reliant, creating the life we deserve, creating your ideal life. Yes, yes, you can. Thoughts are things. We become what we think about most of the time. We can be, do, have whatever our heart desires. Yes, yes, we can. Yes, we can. Now, touched on a lot of things here. And one of my favorite things is self-discipline. And that is, there is power in self-discipline. We will continue this next time, of course. We're just going to keep going through this to every day get a little bit of this motivation manifesto. It's a great, great thing. Every day you need to get your daily dose of motivation. You can tap right here. We'd love you to tap right here to our Awaken to Empowerment Radio. Go ahead. You can download our archives. We've been on the air for several years now, 7, 8, I don't even know. But guys, you know what? If it's meant to be, it's up to me. I can do all things. I am a Bible-believing Christian, so I have Philippians 4:13 hanging in my office. I can do all things through Christ who strengthens me. I can do all things. I can do all things. Now, you have to be still and be silent and relieve the stress. You've got to sit down and spend that time with yourself to create those goals. You have to introspect. You have to look at who you really are. You have to really intrinsically know yourself and get in touch with your soul. So here's a little bit. I mean, if you're stressed, if you're running around like balls out crazy, and yes, I do that, especially with this move. I mean, oh my goodness, the stuff that I have, I think my stuff is multiplying and having babies, because sheesh, I started going through some of my stuff and it's just explosive and expansive. And yes, I'm donating, not nearly in the capacity of which I need to, but I've got great resources here that I'm going to be like giving as promotional things for y'all, and doing some of my entrepreneurship on my eBay site. So stick with me here. We'll start doing some promotions, but not now. Let's talk about you. Let's de-stress, decompress. Let's get ourselves focused for this 2018 so you can create your magnificent, wonderful life. So a stress reliever. I'm reading here from the First for Women. I love this. The tart scent of lime soothes the amygdala, and that's the brain's anxiety center, and it helps you feel calmer and less anxious within 2 minutes. Tart scent of lime. Take a bite of a lime. Sip a lime. Infused drink. Do some essential oils. You know what? It can help cut your stress levels by as much as 25% if you enjoy a half a lime daily. And then your mood lifter, snacking on pomelo can chase away sadness in 5 minutes, suggests studies at Chicago Smell and Taste Treatment Research Foundation. Pomelo's acidic bite, they taste like a mild grapefruit, stimulate the formation of mood-boosting brainwaves. It's also rich in potassium, a mineral that revs production, and feel-good serotonin. So you really want to go ahead and get your mind right. Mind right. This is a Wealth of Wisdom Wednesday. It is the 3rd of January. We're doing a 15-minute show today. We're almost done. We've only got about 5 more minutes left. But we just want to bring you tight, straight, good information. Now, we were talking a little bit about introspecting, and I'm going to give you a little formula here, a little homework to do, and this is from breaking down mindset barriers, okay? So you want to break down your mindset barriers because personal power comes from within. It comes from your thoughts, your attitude, your behaviors, your beliefs. So start writing down some of your mental limitations, like, oh, you think I can never lose weight, or I can never get rid of this clutter, or I'm never going to be rich, or I'm never going to find the person of my dreams, or, you know, I can't do another business. I've gone bankrupt once before. You've got to start identifying those limitations. And you've got to go ahead and start looking at that limitation as how it impacts you moving forward and you creating your ideal life. And you could list as many as you need. If you have several mental limitations, then you've got to clarify them. Because remember, clarity is power. Clarity is power. Clarity with action is a superpower. So tap into what's bothering you. Get those mental limitations. Address them. Declare and then decree it. Write it down, okay? And it's important to acknowledge these limitations because once you have that clarity and you know where you're at, now you need to go ahead and displace those negative thoughts with positive thoughts and actions and behaviors. And what are those? What are those? Write them down. Write them down, okay? Now, here's some steps. Identify why you need a change. Why? Why do you need this change, okay? I said to my husband, I need a do-over. And I'm getting this do-over, and it's a lot more than I even anticipated in this new house. We're still not moved in. We did some interesting things, got some stuff done. But, so identify what you need to change. And then we're going to talk more tomorrow about how to facilitate these steps. We don't have a lot of time left. I know this is a short show. I'm going to do some short shows because this way I could serve you in the most tight capacity possible. You could get some great information and a real short period of time, apply it. I hope you have a fabulous, ideal day. Remember, thoughts are things. You can be, do, have, whatever. We become what we think about most of the time. So go forth, be excellent, go create your ideal life. This is Carol Ann Parisi with Awaken to Empowerment, Ideal Life Systems. Go do it. Have a fabulous day. Thanks for joining me. Come back next time. And we're going to sign off with peace of mind. Get that mind peaceful. Okay, get clarity. We'll talk more about it tomorrow. Declare your personal power and your personal freedom. Love ya. Peace, love, empowerment, and freedom, baby. Have a great day.